From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. As he continues these studies in the Lord's Prayer, Dr. Alan Cairns is seeking to discover Christ's teaching behind the various petitions contained in the prayer. In considering the simple request, "Give us this day our daily bread," we've already seen that there is more to this request than the mere satisfying of our need for food. By teaching us to pray this petition, the Lord Jesus seeks to remind us of our mortality, that we are but children of a day. He further shows our need for the sensible and spiritual attitude toward our bodies. Another lesson is that of humility. The Lord is seeking to impress upon us our absolute dependence upon Him for everything. As Dr. Cairns will show, the petition also contains a note of comfort, for it shows that God is concerned about the simplest needs in our lives. Furthermore, it is a challenge to us to learn the lesson of contentment. Finally, although the obvious emphasis in the petition is on simple bread, the spiritual lesson points us to the need of our souls to feed on Christ, who is the bread of life. Before the message, we invite your attention to some devotional thoughts from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, Sustained by Feeding. The text is John chapter 6 and verse 57. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. We live by virtue of our union with the Son of God. As God-man mediator, the Lord Jesus lives by the self-existent Father who has sent him. And in the same manner, we live by the Savior who has quickened us. He who is the source of our life is also the sustenance of it. Living is sustained by feeding. We must support the spiritual life by spiritual food, and that spiritual food is the Lord Jesus. Not His life, or death, or offices, or work, or word alone, but Himself, as including all these. On Jesus Himself we feed. This is set forth to us in the Lord's Supper, but it is actually enjoyed by us when we meditate upon our Lord, believe in Him with appropriating faith, take Him into our lives by love, and assimilate Him by the power of the inner life. We know what it is to feed on Jesus, but we cannot speak it or write it. Our wisest course is to practice it, and to do so more and more. We are entreated to eat abundantly, and it will be to our infinite profit to do so when Jesus is our meat and our drink. Lord, I thank Thee that this, which is a necessity of my new life, is also its greatest delight. So I do at this hour feed on Thee.
Jesus, ruler of
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
Nothing that I think leads man into folly more quickly, more comprehensively than too much. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, these are the words of Agur, Listen to what he says. Verse 8. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Let me break in there for a moment. It's exactly why the Lord Jesus Christ said, it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. It's hard. Why? Because he surrounds himself with plenty. And then vainly he tells himself, I'm in heaven. This is the only heaven I need. And he's forgotten he's just the child of a day. And he's headed for destruction unless God mercifully enters in to save him. So egg your praise. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Don't let me be so full of plenty that I forget my dependence on God. And don't let me be so poor that I'm driven to theft and take the name of my God in vain. Humility. Lord, I depend on you. For even the bread I eat, for the breath I breathe, I depend on you for every moment of every day. When I realize that dependence, it not only humbles the flesh, but it brings us to the place of faith, brings us to the place of waiting on God. It brings us to the place of consecration, where what we are coming from God is laid at His disposal for Him to use as He will. It's also a note of great comfort that the Lord Jesus introduces into this text, because he's saying, this is what you pray for, daily bread. Now, stop and think for a moment. That is not a very big request, apparently. Here you've got an individual, a little insignificant individual. Your government knows you exist by a social security number. Or maybe if the IRS is running after you. But that's the only reason they know you exist. And if they know little about you, they care less about you. Your neighbors hardly know you exist. If you were gone tomorrow, you'd be remembered and then forgotten as quickly as you passed away. That's life. That's just life. And yet here's this little insignificant nobody, and he's lifting up his heart to God. And he's saying, Lord, I'm asking today for enough bread to meet the needs of this day. And the Lord Jesus Christ is saying that the God of heaven, the one who holds the whole world in his hand, the one who holds the mighty bodies of the heavens in their place, who has the great interminable motion of the heavenly bodies constantly under his own constant regulation and care, the God of heaven is personally interested in the smallest need of the individual child of God. You can pray about things that are so small, you'd be ashamed to bring them to the attention of others. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6, later on in this chapter, verse 31, take no thought, no anxious thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? Don't be worried about tomorrow. Why should we not worry about tomorrow?
Because, he says, your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of those things. He knows you have need of those things. You don't worry about tomorrow, for the Lord will provide for tomorrow. You pray about it. What's the antidote to worry? It's prayer. But what's the basis of prayer? It's the assurance, the comfort that your Father knows and understands. But to the note of comfort, he adds a note of challenge. Notice what he says pray for. Pray for what? Bread. Bread. This is the most fundamental staple of the diet. He's not praying for great luxuries. He's not praying for great plenty. He's saying you pray for bread. In other words, he says to God you can address your need, but not your greed. And the Lord may give you more than bread. He actually usually does. But Christ emphasizes this to teach us the necessity of contentment. You remember what Paul told Timothy? Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. I read a quotation from somebody or other the other day. I always read these quotes above the puzzle section in the Greenville News. I've told you the greatest page in the Greenville News is the crossword puzzle and the crypto quote. I get to do the crypto quote because my wife doesn't like it. Everything else she does. But anyway, above that there's a section on bridge. Now I have to confess ignorance. I haven't a clue about bridge. The only bridge I know is one that spans a river. Don't know anything about bridge. I have deliberately kept myself over the years in total ignorance, absolute and total ignorance, as to the meaning of any card in a deck of cards. I know nothing about them. To me, they're the devil's cards, and anybody plays with them, even for what's supposed to be normal, non-gambling, non-hurtful things, I think is playing the fool. I think the deck of cards was born in hell, and the sooner it gets back there, the better. But that's another story. I'm in ignorance of it. I just say that to clear myself, because when I look at the bridge section, I haven't a clue about it. I don't know anything about it, but there's always a little quotation up there. And there was a quotation the other day that went straight to the heart of this, said something like this. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But said something like this. That people are made happy less by reality than by comparison. In other words, we have become so stupidly perverted that we look at what somebody else has, and because we have less, we are so driven by envy, jealousy, malice, greed, that we destroy what happiness and contentment we have. The Apostle Paul, and here in our text, the Lord Jesus Christ is issuing a challenge to this. And they're teaching us, if God has given you enough to meet your need, then be content. And instead of judging yourself by what somebody else has or what somebody else doesn't have, forget about them. At least forget about their possessions and get before God to be content. After all, if you have enough food for today, you can't eat any more than what you can eat today. If you have clothes to clothe you now, then, look, that's all you can wear today. Therewith be content. Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therein to be content. He wrote to the Hebrews, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. Why? How can you be content if you're making $20,000 a year and everybody around you, which will not be true in this church, I'm sure, but everybody around you is making $100,000 a year? How can you be content? Well, here's how. For he has said, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. I want to tell you, in my job, I get to see people not only in the high days of joy and accomplishment, but I get to see people at the other end of life. I get to see them when all the money they've ever made means nothing. When all the places they've ever been mean nothing. When all their great accomplishments mean nothing. There's only one that matters. That is the presence. The presence. The protection. The fellowship. The grace of the living God. You have the Lord with you. He says, be content. Be content. That's the challenge. And I'll say this as we close. I said at the beginning, this is a simple prayer. It doesn't refer to communion bread, and it doesn't refer to Christ, the bread of life. That's true. But there's a great difference between interpretation and application. And I think it's impossible for a Christian to pray this prayer without thinking of John chapter 6 and without thinking of Christ, the bread of life. You know, if your body has needs for bread every day, so does your soul. And so the literal meaning drives you to the spiritual. Lord, feed me today on the living bread. Feed me today on Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.